So with great joy in my heart, I want to greet all of you to come and participate in this extraordinary evening program. It is a sacred initiation of one of the members of the Bhakti Center. I do know that many of our guests this evening are affectionately connected with Ari and are just looking forward, and maybe they're wondering how will the ceremony go and what will be his name. Some of you know very hopefully it's not too long. And in this way there are others are connected to Bhakta Ari as the Brahmachari brothers with whom he lives in this wonderful and so intense center, the Bhakti Center. Others are connected to him as people who have met him as he was giving classes under the tutelage of Rasanath Prabhu, the Gita Sutra classes, and so on. And maybe some of us are here for the first time in a Hare Krishna ashram, and lo and behold, we have come to a very traditional ceremony, the ceremony of initiation, which marks a serious step in our spiritual life. But before we will go into the sacred space which such a traditional ceremony offers us, I want to very lovingly and affectionately greet the two parents of Bhakta Ari, his very good mother Tsipi and his very, very good father George. Without them, this initiation ceremony would certainly not have been possible. So they are they are one of the main people here. Not only biologically, that's very important for me to say, they have nurtured their son and they are still nurturing their son. And they have started to nurture me also with good informations which are required. Yes, we have our projects and our deep discussions which are held. So I'm really grateful and very encouraged, so to say, and I want to make it very clear that I consider them an ongoing influence, not only in Ari's life, but in my life as well. So it's very important. This is the culture of respecting elders on an ongoing basis, which forms a building block of a responsible culture and civilization, also a spiritual culture. So I'm very happy that you are here, and I think you are very eager and expectant and maybe a little nervous what will happen. It will be very good. So, good. Having said this, I would like to greet all of you again from my heart and invite you now. I've greeted you, now I want to invite you to go with us on a journey which is, I believe, not only relevant and important for the devotee who takes sacred vows and obtains an initiation. It's a journey which all of us are in some ways entering. Life goes in circles, doesn't just go in a, let me say, a straight, it should go in a straight forward way, but in a linear way. No, we enter certain circles of our life, like childhood, youth, teenage times, and so on. And it's very important that we complete those circles in order to walk uninhibited into the new circles. Whenever we complete one circle of life and enter into a new, a type of initiation takes place. Maybe those who have showed you education and the value of education were something like people who did an initiation. Or maybe for some of us it was an experience. Like for me, it was an experience in my life when I detected that I can do something on my own based on my enthusiasm and my skills. No? Initiations can be performed by an experience also. Initiations are happening at the threshold when we move from one room into the next room. And in this way, initiations are something which is relevant to all of us, whether we take formally part in this ceremony or in a ceremony like this, whether we are already initiated, whether we are members of the Hare Krishna movement or eclectic searchers for the truth. Initiations are important to all of us and have relevance to all of us. And therefore, those of us who participate now in this ceremony, I recommend you to look at this ceremony with two eyes. Of course, with two eyes. I have two eyes. But listen, with two eyes. One eye, just observe everything, see everything, hear about everything. We have a very talented priest and a very informed priest who is also a professor, I hear, who teaches, who will guide us through the ritual steps of this ceremony, this ancient ceremony. So watch it with one eye, the information-seeking eye. But have your other eye not closed, that eye which is even more important, that eye which seeks for impulses maybe, for strength, for courage, to also come close to the threshold which you now need to step over. Now means at this stage of your life, where you need to make progress, where you need to advance. I think you should not only take part in the ceremony as someone who is interested in the externals of it, but also as someone who is interested in the content of it. That here is someone just like you, who is at the threshold of his life and who now steps one step further, seeking help from the community, seeking help from a spiritual mentor, and seeking help from the from God, who observes from the altar. Maybe you will find something in this ceremony which will give you courage, which will give you strength. If you are initiated, you might find something which reminds you of the sacred vows which you took in your life when you were only 5 minutes apart from the ceremony which changed your life. Huh? Remember your own commitments, your own thing, and in this way you might have the greatest benefit from what you see. This is my second time in New York where I perform an initiation, and I'm very happy to greet Damodar Swarup and somewhere Akanditat, yes, and all the little boys are there. Keshava, ready? Good. Hare Krishna. This much I want to say now. Now I would like to introduce Brahma Muhurta Prabhu to you. He is a trained priest who has performed many times this ceremony and who has performed other Vedic ceremonies. And as we can see from the, I think the word is meticulous. What is the substantive? Meticulousness, a new English word I just learned, of how he has arranged everything. He is quite perfect. And here's maybe his little daughter ready to assist in all possible ways. Welcome. So, good. So, we will hear a few words from our Brahma Muhurta who will guide us through the ceremony. Hare Krishna.
Hari Om. Sahana Bhavata, Sahana Vanakta, Saha Viryan Karavavahai, Tejasvinhavadetamasomade Prishvavahai. Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Janja
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before we are actually ready to sit before the initiation fire, before we are ready to commit on a, let me say, deep level to service of God, we all have made a long journey. A journey which didn't start with our birth. A journey which was longer than one lifetime. There is a wonderful work called Prema Vivata, which does describe the journey of the living entity, of the soul, before and in a way after initiation. And I would like to read to you this journey, which is, of course, seen from a, let me say, a position which grants an overview of our life, which we rarely reflect on. This position gives us an insight which we rarely have, and I would like to read it to you in the original text, now in the translation of the original text. Roaming about in the material world, taking one birth after another, if by chance the living entity comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes immediately informed of his true identity as pure spirit soul, an eternal servant of Krishna. In other words, we walk about in ignorance of our real identity, our real person, and not our masks, our personas. We work around and are very busy, life after life, in a wrong concept of life. But then we meet a saintly person or saintly persons, devotees, and we become informed that there's something which you may not have known. You are actually an eternal part of God. We become informed not in a theoretical way, but as the sadhu or as the devotees speak to us, it becomes a reality which really works in us. And at such a time, you could say a switch is flicked. We don't want our material life any longer. We don't want to pursue it because we understood it has not much to do with my real identity. And we want a real life. We want a spiritual life. Enlightened by this knowledge, I will continue, such a person does not want material entanglement any longer. And he laments, "Alas!" Alas, in German we say, "Oh weh!" In Yugoslavian we say, "Oh weia!" Why have I served this illusory material energy for so long? At such a time one regrets and cries out, "Oh Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has become completely devastated." It's a very interesting vision which one has. One no longer prefers the successes, the tremendous educational advancements, the money which one has earned or lost. One is no longer interested in this. One thinks, "I want now something else. This is not really what I want." So then, when Krishna sees this earnest regret and earnest desire of the soul, he becomes very merciful. It is described that in the still lake of the Lord's heart, a wave builds up and becomes as strong as, in our worldly language, the tsunami, not wave. It comes, it's a wave which comes from the spiritual world and which is strong enough to get to the person in the material world who prays in such a regretful way to the Lord. And this wave of mercy which comes from the higher world goes into our world and takes the soul back into the higher world is very important. At that time, the living soul breaks away from Maya's captivating spell and strives towards Lord Krishna by rendering devotional service. And in this way, he regains the supreme shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. At this time, Krishna sees my devotee wants to return to me, but on his own, he is weak. He is not able. What he does is he fortifies him and invests him with his spiritual strengths. When you come to the Balkans, you find good forts which were erected against the Turkish invasion. Some of them are inconquerable. Well, I can tell you ways how to get into them, but that's beside the point. They used to protect, for instance, the whole coast of the Mediterranean. One fort, a fort established in Split near the settlement of the Romans, was sufficient to hold the whole combined military force of the Turks for a time of 58 years away from this. So Krishna, who sees that the soul earnestly begs for him, invests in him and fortifies him so that the allied forces of illusion cannot longer act on the soul. And then, in addition to just protecting the soul, Krishna gives a spiritual strength. Now, the way how Krishna fortifies and strengthens the soul is by an upaya. Upaya is a Sanskrit word which means a method, a spiritual method of spiritual practice. And in this age of Kali, this primary upaya or method which will protect us against Maya and strengthen us is the holy name. Krishna appears in the form of his name in this world, which is delivered to the souls by the devotees of Krishna. In our books, there are verses about the chanting of the holy name, and I want to read to you two of them. In this age of Kali, there is no Dharma other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence, the very essence of all Vedic hymns and scriptures. This is the purport of all scriptures. Now this holy name, which travels from the macroscopic world, you could say, to our own little microscopic world, from the spiritual to the material world, is brought by what is called an avatar, someone who descends from one level to the other. There is a very nice verse about this also. Kali Yuga Dharma Kaya Hari Sankirtan E Tad Ate Avetena Sri Sachi Nandana. The Dharma in this age of Kali is Hari Sankirtan. Therefore see Shachinandana Gaura Hari. Listen very attentively. Therefore see Shachinandana Gaura. Don't laugh, this is not me. This Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh, I will, because you are in a joking mood, I will curtail this by saying, therefore Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu descended to introduce and propagate that Dharma. Let me summarize. Krishna's holy name is brought by Krishna. Then the Anjalila continues what this chanting of this name does to the soul. It says, by offenseless chanting, you will get the rare treasure of Krishna Prema. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, Krishna Prema, or love for Krishna, is so strong that even a small doses of it, like a drop, is sufficient enough, is sufficient to take care of all the needs of a conditioned soul in relation to God. Love of Krishna is most rare. Even the creator of this universe, Brahma, who is the servant of Krishna, has not gotten it. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this incarnation, gives it to very ordinary people who get in contact with him. Therefore, this mercy is called Adbhuta Dayalu, Adbhuta Vadanya, and Adbhuta Audarya. Adbhuta means astonishing. So astonishing that you go, ha 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 ha. So is really astonishing mercy, great. You go like, what? I could not think that this is happening. Astonishingly, Vadanya means something like magnificent. Vadanya means magnificent. And then Audarya, also very, very, very munificent, you know. Opulent, sorry. Now, this love comes to someone who just chants following the method of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which is very much that we should chant without committing any further offense against devotees and God. Be a reformed person, not continue with your old habits, which some of them are sinful, but you chant offenselessly and so on. My dear devotees, my dear friends, do you want love? I think some of you blush when they hear this question. Should we say yes? Should we say, I don't dare to ask for this? Ask yourself, do you want love? Love of God. Do you want to lose yourself, means your false self, in love? Do you want to be ecstatic again? Do you want to be truly connected? Do you want to find the feeling of unity between you and God? This is a good question. If you say yes, like I guess most of us will say, then you need to know that this can be granted to you if you learn to chant the holy names of Krishna and invite them sincerely to your into your life. There's a verse which I like very much, and which I want to read to you. Prema dana vinavyate daritra jivana dasakari vetan more deha prema dana. Without love of Godhead, my life is useless, so tasteless, so uninteresting and boring. Therefore, Krishna, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary, the coins, coins of ecstatic love. This is how a devotee approaches his life. My dear friends, my dear devotees, without love, your life is so boring, so absolutely tasteless, so tasteless turning into mean, because someone who doesn't have a taste, he will compensate his lack with material diversions, never getting enough. In our hearts there is a God-shaped hole. which can only be closed if we put Krishna there. We don't put Krishna there, but try to bring heaven and earth in order to fill this hole. We still remain frustrated in the end. We still remain unfulfilled. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was revealing his divine pastimes, the pastimes of an incarnation of God, showed practically how, by chanting the holy names, even those who had previously offended him, offended God, were now bathing and dancing in the billowing waves of the ocean of love of Godhead. He showed this, for instance, in Varanasi. In Varanasi, there were 60,000 sannyasis who were not believing in a personal God. They were impersonalists of the Shankara school, who were led by one Prakashananda Saraswati, who was really powerful. This Prakashananda Saraswati invited heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Varanasi, and he felt highly envious of him. He felt like a bull when another bull enters his turf. He attacked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a magician. He brings the chanting of the holy name to the streets where ignorant people join him and dance openly in the streets." And he criticized him severely. Whenever he criticized him, he said, "This Chaitanya." He never said this, the full name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He couldn't say Krishna. He was just so much opposed to the concept of the loveliness of Sri Krishna, the God of the kingdom of love. He thought that after this world, the highest achievement really remains merging into the Brahman. So, there was an invitation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to one of the midday meals, the lunch meals of Prakashananda. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, all the sannyasis were already seated. Prakashananda was sitting on his throne-like asan, a respected place. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from the street, 2 meters tall, effulgent, but very humble. Sannyasis were sitting there. They had heard and blasphemed this sannyasi. And now he came in, and the first thing they heard is, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." Mahaprabhu was singing, like he always did. The names came from him like the breathing come from a normal person. And so they expected he would come and sit with them, but he didn't move. He came only to the hall where the food were washed, but he didn't enter the main hall where the food was served and the discussions were about to take place. They were confused. Where is he? We heard him singing. Where is he? Why doesn't he come? Then Prakashananda gets up, goes into the hall where the foot are washed, and sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on the floor, chanting happily Hare Krishna. And he says, "Come sit with us." And Gauranga says, I'm not worthy. I'm from a lower order of sannyas. You are supreme. You sit for yourself. I sit in this place here and eat here." "No, no, 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 no," said Prakashananda. And as he says, "No, no, 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 no," he watches something unusual happening. from the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, light expands and it becomes as bright as the full sun. Prakashananda feels like Moses, you know, who went up to Mountain Sinai and saw a burning thunder bush, and he takes the sannyasi by the hand and said, "Please, you are Narayan. From your effulgence, I must say, you are God. Come and sit with us." And then, as he places Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the midst of the sannyasis, the magic of Mahaprabhu starts to unfold, and he convinces in a long discussion all the sannyasis to take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What I want to get at is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so powerful that he, by his influence, even his enemies started to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because his bhakti was electric, it was infectious, it was overwhelming, if you so want, or electrifying, if you so wish. And he spread his bhakti mostly by the chanting of the holy name. There is a description how later Prakashananda Saraswati sees Mahaprabhu chanting in the streets of Banaras and just joins with all his 60,000 sannyasis the ecstatic dancing and singing of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, which reaches even to people who are opposed to him, can be felt if someone takes to his method, the chanting of the holy name. And in this way, he will obtain the most treasured love of God. I'm saying this because this diksha, this initiation ceremony, is really an initiation into the chanting of the holy name. And I really request Ari to become a scientist in the chanting of the holy name. A scientist wants to investigate what are the components and which make up a certain subject. I request you to glorify the holy names and to invest it and to do and work with it properly. So many of us have been initiated, and so many of us have become miserable chanters. Hare Krishna. Where we have given up to chant according to the method of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, free from offenses. And therefore, we feel our life is empty because there is no love of God in our heart and in our chest. So I request all of you to join the Hare Krishna movement and again and again and again by taking good care that you can follow the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and experience love of God. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago, I was in Varanasi, the place where this transformation took place, where a staunch atheistic Mayavadi became a chanter. I was, as I always do, I had taken a meal and I was tired, so I didn't really think where I would take my rest. I just stumbled in some ashram and said, and then I laid down in the corner and slept. I have heard that this is the magical potency of the Hare Krishna devotees. They can sleep everywhere and anywhere. And I certainly displayed this potency. I didn't look at the ashram. All I saw when I fell asleep, that they were reciting the Vedanta Sutra. And as I was gliding from the world of the known to the unknown world of dreams, I understood, oops, these are Mayavadis. But then it was too late. I was already sleeping, a dreamless sleep. About half an hour or an hour later, I hear loud clanging of karatas. I woke up with a start and I see these sannyasis of the Dashanami order, the order of Shankaracharya, chanting with karatas the Hare Krishna mantra. And I'm waking up with a start and I'm asking them, what are you doing? I thought you are proper Shankaracharyas, no, and some, no chanting, no, and no names of God. No, our leader Prakashananda, 15th century, started this here, that we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra after each part, because Krishna is God. I was surprised. And I was amazed that the potency of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which had given this sublime process even to those who ordinarily don't do that. Remember, Prakashananda had previously criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his kirtan, had now been reformed and chanted. So I wish that our Ari will become such a chanter that through his good example others are inspired, through his good conversing with them, through his good giving the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, others become transformed and happy in their lives as they approach the kingdom of God through the chanting of the holy name. This mantra is given today to Ari. I should speak now about how to chant the mantra, but I really don't want to do that here, because then I'm really in a danger. I'm giving long retreats over 1 week, and if I start now, then even Yajna Purusha Prabhu, who's double as strong as me, will not be able to stop me. But Ari, you are encouraged, obviously, to read the appropriate literature, and I believe you have made it. Please study. This is your homework, the 10 apparats and the positive things you can do to not commit the apparats. But I know you are well trained here by Rasanath and the Bhakti Center, and every morning you are most probably talking about these, what we should avoid, so I will not repeat it here. You know it by now. Good. This is my little, I don't know if I could express what I want to express, my dear devotees. Let me say this. I'm personally convinced that this initiation ceremony, when taken seriously, can make a person enter the kingdom of God on the through the holy name, and because in this ceremony it's the initiation of the holy name, the beads are given and the new name is given, new identity is given. Therefore I think it is so important that I request all of the guests to lovingly raise their arms now in the air, and then think about whatever good wishes you have in your heart for Ari, that he completes his journey successfully. Not you, Ari. You are blessed now. You have to. And let us sincerely, with concentrating our heart and our good wishes, lovingly call out, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo! Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo! Go Premanandi Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. What are the four rules and regulations which you will follow in your life? Wonderful. So, Bhakti Ari, I want to give you these beads which have been offered to the temple deities, to Srila Prabhupada, and also give you your new name. Your name is the best name. Hari Prasad Das. Hare Krishna. I really feel this is the best name because, you know, when I heard for the first time that you wish to become a disciple, then the first name which came in my mind is, his name is already almost complete. Hari. and since I travel with a Frenchman, I could understand. They never say the age, you know, they said Haribol or Hare Krishna, you know. They don't say the age for some reason. then I thought, well, it's already given the name. Maybe his parents have a French influence, and so I was thinking like this, or it's the contact with Gaurahari which made his parents forget the age, or that contact happened. That somehow I felt the name is already there. Of course, the additional prasad can mean it is that person is the mercy of Krishna. Prasad is, of course, in ISKCON circles, we tend to be a little bit unscholarly, which is good. We have very devotional inclinations. But prasad is a type of mercy which is given unconditionally. There is anukampan and kripa and so on, which are given to worthy candidates, but prasad, the prasad of God, is given unconditionally. You don't need anything to do anything or be anything to deserve that. It is given without a cause even. So, Hari Prasad is we feel our Hari Prasad is. I heard many devotees, not only me, who is a little predisposed to Hari Prasad, are very happy with his presence and feel, oh, how nice, he lightens up our day by his nice smile. Hari Prasad can also mean someone who is like a pujari, who gives the prasad or the mercy of Hari as generously away as the pujari who gives the charanamrita as generously away from the altar to anyone who comes. So I think Hari Prasad, it's a wonderful name. It's the best name I've ever given. And it is a name which also one very important person in this assembly who would like to stay anonymous at this moment can for sure remember. And if the prasad is too complicated, one can simply say Hari. Hare Krishna. I want to now request all the devotees to again lovingly throw their arms in the air, and please, this is very important, not just the arms, you have to go into your heart, find whatever is good there at the moment, good wishes, I mean, there's a lot of good in everyone's heart, but I mean good wishes, I wanted to say, and just think of Hari Prasad and then bless him by loudly saying, Go Premanandi Hari Prasad! Hare Krishna.